Good morning. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Waking Up with Juliana and King. But first, these news headlines. I'm Linda Perry. The company known for making family-friendly baby products, Johnson & Johnson, was found to have helped fuel Oklahoma's opioid crisis. The firm was ordered by an Oklahoma judge to pay $572 million to help clean up the state's opioid problem, Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter.
When opioid sales in Oklahoma began to skyrocket, the death toll from unintentional prescription drug-related overdoses mounted.
Hunter said opioid overdoses killed 4,653 people in the state from 2007 to 2017. He called Johnson & Johnson a kingpin company that was motivated by greed. He specifically pointed to two former Johnson & Johnson subsidiaries, Naramco and Tasmanium Alkaloids, which produce much of the raw opium. Johnson & Johnson contracted poppy growers in Tasmania, which supplied up to 60% of the poppy used by other manufacturers to produce drugs like oxycodone. Johnson & Johnson says they will appeal. Meanwhile, the case is being watched carefully because of similar lawsuits around the country. And on Monday, Donald Trump said there's a really good chance he could meet with Iran's leader on their nuclear impasse after a surprise intervention by the French President Emmanuel Macron during the G7 summit. Macron, who invited the Iran foreign minister to the meeting on a sideline of the gathering, said it's the role of France to try to mediate.
Si je puis dire des efforts qu'on fait, c'est le rôle de la France qui voilà, essaie de faire les médiations. Général de Gaulle disait « La diplomatie, c'est d'essayer de tenir ensemble des vitres brisées parfois ».
Macron pointed to World War II hero General Charles de Gaulle, who said diplomacy is trying to hold together broken windows. If the meeting happens, it would bring Washington and Tehran together after decades of conflict. The Iran foreign minister tweeted, "Road ahead is difficult, but worth trying." In other news, the Trump administration eliminated a protection that lets immigrants remain in the country and avoid deportation while they or their relatives receive life-saving medical treatments or endure other hardships. Immigration officials issued letters with these changes to families this month. Critics say this decision is a cruel change that could force desperate migrants to accept lesser treatment in their poverty-stricken homelands. Meanwhile, New York State joined 19 other states in a lawsuit against another Trump administration new rule. It seeks to prolong the detention of immigrant children and circumvent the Flores Settlement Agreement. That agreement requires children to be kept in the least restrictive setting and not held longer than 20 days. As well, it outlines guidelines for their release to adult relatives or state license programs. A judge must okay the Trump administration's proposed changes in order to end the agreement, and a legal battle is expected from the case's original lawyers. And in campaign news, a new poll from Monmouth University shows former Vice President Joe Biden's popularity has dropped to 19%, and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are now at 20% each in a tightening three-way race. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.